أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek the protection of God from Shaytan, who has been expelled from God's kingdom of special mercy and grace. We need to be aware why Satan was expelled. It was because of his arrogance. He knew what was haq and right, yet he refused to accept. And it was because of his defiance. He knew what was evil and wrong, yet he deliberately committed it. We need to avoid arrogance and defiance if we are to protect ourselves from Satan. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We turn to God and we ask for His help, because we believe, one, He is the all-perfect one, the source of all perfection and goodness. And we turn to Him because we believe He is Rahman, whose mercy is all-encompassing and all-enveloping. Every one of us is alive by His love and grace. Every one of us will grow towards our perfection because of His love and grace. And we turn to Him because we believe He is Rahim. He has invited us, come, look at the truth, understand it, accept it, and I will support you, and I will strengthen you, and I will reward you to a limit that you can never imagine. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. And we send our salutations and our greetings on the Holy Prophet of Islam, whom we believe is the most perfect role model, who has been sent by God out of His mercy and out of His love and out of His wisdom for our guidance and to show us the path towards our prosperity here and perfection and eternal happiness in the hereafter. And we send our salutations on His holy progeny also. Respected elders, honorable brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I begin by the praise of God. Alhamdulillah. Khaliq al-khalq, basit al-rizq, faliq al-isbah, dayyan al-deen, zil jalali wal-ikram, wal-fadli wal-in'am, alladhi ba'uda fala yura, wa qaruba فشهد النجوى تبارك وتعالى. We praise God because He, out of His fullness of perfection and love and grace, has created everything. We praise God because not only we are alive by His love and grace, but every moment that we are alive, He continues to provide us out of His generosity. We praise God who moment by moment shows us His wisdom and His power. For example, the beautiful rising of the morning sun in the eastern horizon. We praise God because He, out of His justice, which is a sign of perfection, shall leave no evil doer without being apprehended and brought to justice and punished. We praise God because He is Dayyan al-Deen. There will be a day when the good doers, even if they suffer here, will be rewarded beyond their imagination. We praise God because out of His justice we know any suffering, any pain, any injustice that is done here, and the perpetrator of that crime is let free on that day of judgment, shall be apprehended. We praise God, Zil Jalali wal Ikram, one who is majestic, but at the same time He is merciful. We praise God, Zil Fadli wal In'am, not only is He merciful, but He gives us out of His grace even if we don't deserve. Not only is He merciful, He grants us gifts all the time. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله. Community of believers, I advise you and I advise myself. I remind you and I remind myself. I command you, and I command myself, by the authority of God, by the authority of the Holy Prophet, we must observe taqwa. Why? Look at this ayah in the Quran, Surah Nahl, chapter 16, ayah number 2. Allah says, يُنَزِّلُ الْمَلَائِكَ. God constantly and regularly and frequently sends His angels, these pure agents, بِالرُّوحِ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ, and they come with the Spirit from the command of their Lord, عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ, from amongst mankind there are some selected servants who are so submissive to the will of God, who have so strong a conviction of God's presence and power, that Allah lifts them up to a stage where they become the messengers. And these messengers receive angels. And you know what is the message from the Lord to these messengers to be delivered to mankind? An anziru. You have to warn. Mankind seems to be on its own, drifting away. They need to be warned. Beware. أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاتَّقُونِي. There is no Lord, there is no Master, there is no power, there is no deity, there is no God who deserves to be praised, to be known, to be thanked, to be worshipped, to be loved, to be obeyed, to be bowed down, to be adored, other than Allah, other than me, the ayah says. If that is the case, فَاتَّقُونِي, you must observe taqwa. Why? Because He knows us more than we do ourselves. So He knows what's good for us and what's bad for us compared to our limited knowledge. We must observe taqwa because He has power over us. If He has asked us to do something or prohibited us from not doing something, He has the power to punish. We must observe taqwa because He's all-loving. He loves us much more than any one of us can ever love himself. We think by our own imagination that if we act according to our own desires, we're doing something good for ourselves out of love for ourselves. But He loves us more than we can ever love ourselves. We must observe, therefore, taqwa. Allow me in this first sermon to give a very quick reminder about taqwa from a historical perspective. This week in Jamadil Ula corresponds to the incident of the Battle of Jamal, which is the first battle Imam Ali alayhi salam had to fight in the year 36 after Hijrah. Imam alayhi salam assumes power after the third Khalifa Uthman was assassinated by an uprising and a rebellion against the corruption, against the cronyism, against the nepotism that had creeped into the system of the third Khalifa. The taqwa we need to remind ourselves is threefold. There were three main elements that led to the Battle of Jamal. One was the leadership of Talha and Zubair. One was the munafiqeen represented by the Bani Umayyah. And number three was the wife of the Prophet. Each one of them had their own motives. The munafiqeen who accepted Islam outwardly, but inwardly they were kafir, the Bani Umayyah. They used the power which came to the Khalifa Uthman, and Uthman was a member of the Bani Umayyah clan. They used that influence to get power and position in different cities in the Islamic Empire. And number two, they used that power to get wealth. And number three, they lived a lifestyle which had nothing to do with Islamic values. If anybody opposed, he was beaten. If anybody opposed, he was exiled. If anybody opposed, in fact, if necessary, he was eliminated. Bani Umayyah lost power when Imam Ali became the Khalifa. And therefore their vested interest for survival was that they should fight against Ali alayhi salam. When the advisors and the consultants came to Imam Ali, why don't you keep Muawiyah in Sham? Don't create trouble for yourself. Imam took a non-compromising stance. One, the munafiqeen created problems. Two, pious Muslims like Talha and Zubair fell into the trap of the dunya. Talha, Zubair, they fought with alongside the Prophet against the mushrikeen in the time of the Prophet. They defended the Prophet. They supported the cause of the Prophet. Yet these same Muslims, when they were tested and when they were challenged after the Prophet's demise, when power came to them, when money came to them, they started hoarding, they started accumulating, they started living a lifestyle which was based on injustice, in the sense that the masses were being deprived. They come to Imam Ali alayhi salam and they say that we will make bay'ah to you conditional that Talha gets the governorship of Sham and Zubair gets of Sham and Talha gets the province of Iraq as the governor. Imam says, I cannot do that. They go back disappointed. They come back the next day. We've got problems. We've got financial problems. We need some assistance. So Imam alayhi salam says, well, you know, I have some personal property estate in Yanbu'. I can write an order there and perhaps we can share something from there. They say, no, لا حاجة لنا في مالك من بيت مال المسلمين. We want from the public funds. We're expecting millions. You're promising us a few hundred. And Imam says, Subhanallah, أي يد لي في بيت المال. I have no authority over بيت المال. وهو للمسلمين. That's public funds. أنا خازنهم أنا أمين لهم. I have been entrusted with the authority to use the public funds for the public good. I have no personal right over that public funds. They went away disappointed. They came back a third day. We have made bay'ah, but we wish to take permission to leave. We want to go for umrah. You know, there's been a time we have not performed umrah. And Imam says, Wallahi ma turidani al-umrah, walakinnakuma turidani al-basra, walakinnakuma turidani al-ghadra. I swear you don't want to go for umrah. Your desire is not to worship God. Your desire is to go to Basra, to form the base of the combat against the center in Medina, in Kufa. I swear you don't want to go for umrah. Your plans are to make ghadra. You want to betray the cause. Astaghfirullah. Wallahi ma nuridu illa al-umrah. I take witness God, we wish nothing but umrah. The Imam says, well, swear by God in my presence that you shall not break the bay'ah that you have signed here. They leave and they join Aisha. Bani Umayyah, they were not loved by the masses. They could not get the masses to fight for them. Talha Zubair, if they were popular, the day when there was a popular uprising, they should have gotten the power. They had no popularity. They needed a third element to gain popularity. And what better religious figure than Ummul Mu'mineen? She was in Umrah at the time of assassination of Uthman. When the news reached her, she inquired, what has happened after Uthman? Oh yes, قَتَلَهُ اللَّهُ. Uthman was killed by God. أَحْرَقَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَمَاتَ سُنَّةَ رَسُولِهِ. Uthman had burned the books of God. There was a time when the compilation of the Quran led to different copies, and some of the copies were not genuine and they had to be burnt. And Uthman eliminated and opposed the Sunnah of Prophet, and therefore God killed him. This was her comment. I finished my Umrah. I wish to go back home. I wish to go back to Medina. On the way between Mecca and Medina, in Saraf, she meets Ibrahim bin Ubaid and she asks, Mal khabar? What's happening? She says, no, Talha has not taken power. People have gone to Ali. Inna lillah. Wallahi, inni la akrahu hadha rajul. I swear I have no liking for this man. قُتِلَ خَلِيفَةُ اللَّهِ مَظْلُومًا. Now the slogan changes. The Khalifa of God has been killed unjustly.